My most frequently asked question from others is, how did you do it? And when I'm asked this question, it's usually in regards to something entrepreneurial, some stride I had made, some accolade I had received, some publication, some feature, something. And I realize now, 8 years in, it's always been about confidence. The confidence to show up, the willingness to learn, and ultimately the ability to grow. In a recent blog post on brownskinwoman.com, I wrote about my 32, a sweeter, softer side of life. In it, I wondered about my exposure as a child and if it could have shaped my journey and the woman I am today. Had my upbringing been any different than it was, and it was tough, I realized it would not have been the same. I actually needed all of those experiences, all of those lessons to shape me for moments throughout my career, and one in particular is a pretty inspiring one. So 2 years ago, 2015 to be exact, I put on a fashion show for Brown Skin Women's 2 year anniversary. It was a runway show featuring beautiful women and young girls. And in the show, I had one theme in particular called Little Miss Fairy Tales. And I had one model. She was six. Her name was Tatum. And she was just an adorable little girl who was just full of love and full of energy. So she was excited about the modeling experience leading up to the big day. Now, day of, it was her turn to walk the runway, and Tatum stood there with her eyes and head locked to the floor. Her legs were locked. She was apparently very uncomfortable at showtime. I noticed it. Everybody watching noticed it. So I walked up to her and I whispered, "Can I hold your hand and show you the way?" And she nodded. So off we went, hand in hand. And she was holding on for dear life. So near the midway point, I whispered to her, "Look up." And she did. And she noticed a crowd full of love, smiles, cheers, and beautiful words. And I almost instantly felt her grip soften, her pace softened, and she began to smile. And I noticed in that moment her confidence was being built with every single step. So by the end, Tatum was basking in all of her magic. This young lady was so proud. She was excited. She was full of love. And you can tell in her poses and her facial expression, it was beautiful to watch. And so I let her hand go. She continued on. She continued on with her posing, and she turned around to walk back to the starting line without looking at me, without looking for approval, with her head held high, her smile on her face, and just confidence as she walked down. And it was an empowering moment. It was one that I really hadn't come familiar with until my early 20s. Confidence, that is. It begins with curiosity and with courage. And sometimes we need a little help and a little encouragement with gaining this along the way. And so that's how I have always done it. I was brave enough to show up for myself and know that sometimes I may need a little help, and sometimes people will cheer you along your way, along your journey, and it just gives you more encouragement, more empowerment, more inspiration to do it with your best energy, your best smile, your best positive space, and execute things that you are proud of. And that has been a continuous journey for me. And so this is it. It's all about confidence. It's all about curiosity and courage. It's all about showing up. It's all about your willingness to learn. And it's about your ability to grow as a result.